Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Sure, you have the KSL News Radio app to stream BYU games wherever you go. You can also get breaking news alerts and podcast your favorite KSL show, all on one app for KSL News Radio.
One more segment, Cougar Nation. One more chance for you, BYU fans, to chime in on the win against the Longhorns, 801-575-8255. I'm curious, Mitch, and also from Cougar Nation, any concerns as you go out on the road against West Virginia and Oklahoma? It was a nice bounce-back win. One thing that's made me encouraged, even though their conference record is not a winning one currently, they have not been blown out in any conference game. All four of their losses, they had opportunities to win those games, and it was late-game collapses that cost them those opportunities. But do you have any concerns moving forward, as the schedule from a strength of schedule perspective does lighten up? A lot more quad two games, not as many quad one games, but any concerns, Mitch?
Maybe the concern I have is, does BYU maybe have another gear to them? Is what they showed against Texas the best they can be in this league? I just wonder if they can continue to deliver at that level and maybe even at a greater consistency, because in this road games in this league are just so hard to win. You know, BYU's going to go to West Virginia, who right now probably the worst team in the league.
Oklahoma State, right?
Well, Oklahoma State did beat West Virginia.
True.
But, you know, record-wise, Oklahoma State's the worst. West Virginia, though, has got one of the most talented rosters in terms of transfer portal additions. It's just been an inconsistent year from personnel, and they beat Kansas in Morgantown. Like, this is going to be one of those games that, for BYU, it could be very risky because it's quad three, and I don't think West Virginia is going to be anything more than a 13-14 win team this year. This could be a real anchor on your resume. Like, you're not going to take you off the bracket like the days of the WCC, but still it could be one of those ones where you lost to West Virginia. That's going to be worth a seed line where you go to the seven, and then suddenly it's getting a little more risky to where you're in that first four. Again, long way to go, and the Big 12 gives you so many opportunities, but this is a critical game. They're all big in the Big 12, but I just wonder if BYU can deliver every single night the efficiency that they showed against Texas, because you got to have a few of those on the road in this league if you're going to pull off some road wins. I mean, the way that they played against UCF in their lone road victory thus far, that was a poor offensive performance. They were very fortunate UCF could not knock down anything from the free throw line or from three. And so BYU's got to be able to shoot the ball at a high clip on the road at some point. They did in the first half against Texas Tech. West Virginia is going to be a big game because they've got talent. I've been, you know, watching that team from afar, and they just haven't had their full collection of guys. This might be the healthiest they've been all season, and also the biggest collection of talent at the same time because of all the waivers that they've received.
They've lost two in a row. They are 7-5 at home. They're one of two teams, them and Oklahoma State, with a overall losing record. Everyone else, double-digit wins with winning records in the Big 12.
And it'll be interesting to see, too, and we'll find out more later in the week, but BYU is going to travel out to Morgantown on Friday. They did the 2 days before for Orlando to UCF. I'm curious to see if they just kind of hover and go to Oklahoma right after, because then they'll have a quick turnaround to Oklahoma the following Tuesday. It'll be interesting to see kind of their approach to that, because what makes West Virginia so difficult from a road game perspective is that it's on the farthest eastern wing of the league. It's a hard place to get to. It's not like Orlando. You know, Morgantown is difficult to get to. There's a lot of travel times. Now, BYU is going to have charter flight and whatnot, but still, it is a long flight, and, you know, you just got to hope that BYU comes prepared and is ready, and because that's going to be a tough out. If you can just find a way to get the win, that's all that matters. This league, Matt, I've just been so impressed by how the coaching staffs, the talent, it's just been a fun league. But I will say, I don't think there is a team right now that I say, outside of maybe Houston, that I look at and say, that's a Final Four team. And I think it's just a bunch of teams that they could get hot and go to the Sweet 16. But I don't know if I look at many of them as national title contenders, but this is just a heck of a league, and the competition has been so much fun every single night.
I feel like whether it's this game or Oklahoma State, you'd hope later on, I feel like BYU needs to get two more road games, Mitch. If they can get two more road games, that would give them five conference wins. I'd like to think they can at least get two more home wins. And if you get to seven, you're squarely in the NCAA tournament. You'd love it to be these games that are against teams lower in the standings, because there's still road games against Oklahoma, which that's coming up quick. That will not be easy, though they have lost games at home. Road game at Kansas State. Kansas State is not nearly as good as they were last year, but that's still a difficult place to play. It's just, to me, if you can get the West Virginia win, I feel like you're going to get Oklahoma State, and you get them twice, which is nice. But those are the games that I feel like will determine if BYU can hang on to the. Right now, they're projected as a 5 seed. Think about that. A 5 seed in Salt Lake City.
By most bracketologists, that's the forecast, yes.
That would be unbelievable to be in Salt Lake for the opening rounds as a 5 seed.
And I've said it, and I'll say it again. You get BYU in the Delta Center, they're getting the Sweet 16. Yep. I'm telling you. Cougar Nation will will them to the Sweet 16, man.
Yeah, but I think you're right. You have to take care of. There's three teams that I think you have to beat. You have to win this game against West Virginia. Yeah. You've got to win the home game against UCF, and you got to get both against Oklahoma State. If you get those four, you're at 7 wins. I think they'll probably get at least 2 more after that, I would think. And then there's your 5 seed in Salt Lake City.
And then you go to the Big 12 tournament, and there's more opportunities to improve the seed line. Isn't that what's great about the Big 12 is that you just get so many opportunities to just improve your resume and losses, you know, losing record in league, you're still a 5 seed. It's just the great thing about BYU's situation, but this team's got to continue to get better. They got to rein in on the turnovers. I think that's an area that I came away a little bit not concerned, but just something to monitor out of that Texas game. They had 16 turnovers in that game against the Longhorns, and there was that moment where Texas cut it down to 9, and you felt like this could get a little tight down the stretch, and then Foose hit that critical baseline shot to put it back up to 11, and then they pulled away after that. But you know, turnovers are something to monitor with this BYU team going forward. They got to take care of the basketball, and which was something that is weird to say because in the non-conference they were so good at taking care of the basketball, but they got to rein that in a bit.
Well, they got the
on the road.
Guard. They got the point guard issues, because when teams go full court press, you're asking Spencer Johnson, Jackson Robinson to break down the press. That's just not their strength. Are they capable of doing it? Yes.
They've done a little bit better this year, because I remember last year against Creighton, it was a mess. But now they've gotten better, but still a long way to go.
It's the only guy you truly feel comfortable with in that situation is Dallin Hall. And so at the end of the day, if BYU can continue to do what we saw in the Texas game, pound the paint, it's going to be a lot harder, I think, to press. Because in the press, you would just extend your defense full court, and then you would know we don't really have to guard the paint because they're not going to kill us down here. So it's not really a end-to-end defensive situation. But now that Foose is back and making a presence inside, I think it takes a little pressure off that. But they've got to be tight when the pressure comes.
BYU right now in my Big 12 basketball power rankings, I got them at 7. Too high, too low?
I think that's about right. They need to win some of these close games for you to feel like they're going to break through. Because do you feel like they're going to go on the road and beat Kansas State in Kansas right now? From what we've seen, probably not. I think we all feel like this team behind this fan base is dang good at home. They're going to win a lot of games at home. But on the road, you haven't seen them break through yet. We need that breakthrough to come.
How crazy, too, is it? And I know that this game against the Jayhawks is at the end of February, but Kansas is 4-3. The worst start in Big 12 play, 7-game start, in Bill Self's time at KU. He's in his 21st year at Kansas.
Wow.
You know, so Kansas is off to a very unusual start by their standards. It just,
they're not deep, like you said.
It's another day in the Big 12, another week in the Big 12, and Cougar Nation will be back next Monday. We'll talk to you then here on KSL News Radio.